Juana Seduction.
What?
Juana Seduction.
Is that...
I'm having a stroke.
But that's not supposed to be Spanish, though, is it?
No. Well, it's a terrible version of what they say at the beginning.
But you
stop, I think. I'm not sure which side.
Right, but you don't think that's
perfect.
Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like any Spanish-speaking folk out there are like, wow, I didn't know that jackass could speak Spanish.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, I know.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Sluggo's pointing at the weather.
Ah! It's
anything gloomy and dark Sluggo lives for.
Look what a good mood I'm in as a result.
That's really true.
It is weird. Yeah, it's true.
By a lot, though.
Yep. It's like off the charts. Sunshine.
That's nonsense, because when it's cloudy like this, I come in a good mood.
Yeah, sure.
So when it's sunny, you come in, you're like,
yeah, because it's always sunny. I can't be happy. Screw the sun.
I'm not happy.
Saul, go to hell.
Such a baby. How are you?
I'm wunderbar. How are you, man?
Good. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
Embarrassing reasons you got in an accident.
Oh, okay.
I got a tweet sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
That is a golden story that we will discuss next, which
nice.
Is a man being ejected from his own car through the sunroof.
Woo! Damn.
With some other interesting details involved.
Sure, I would think. Wow, through the sunroof.
Yep.
Huh. That's not the way you want to exit your car.
No, it is not. Ejected.
Yeah.
I think died also.
Well, that's fun.
Oh.
A little extra dimension. Let's have a laugh about that.
Movies you've watched 100 times.
Star Wars, Rocky Horror.
100? I mean, are you exaggerating because you've watched
a lot? No.
Because
definitely.
I would think
those
like,
two. That's about it.
A real movie that I've watched a lot. Maybe the movie I watch the most is Ghostbusters, maybe.
Yeah.
And when I really think about
it. Wait, let me guess. 27 times.
25 to 30 is what I was going to guess. And that's a lot.
Yeah, that's where I am for most movies. Star Wars, I went to see it like 12 times. Not as many as your friend Bean.
Who said he went to see it in the theater more than 100 times.
I didn't see it in the theater 100 times. There's no way. Probably about maybe 20 times.
I don't think anyone sees him in the theater that much anymore.
Except him.
But if a movie comes on.
Yeah. Yeah, but then again, I was part of the stage show at Rocky Horror, so we went.
Yeah, you were part
of it. 150 times, but that's it. And little parts of The Devil and Miss Jones. I like that film.
Really?
Yeah, just little pieces.
What do you mean little pieces?
Well, we won't talk about that.
Okay.
Or will we?
Nextdoor app. There are awful humans.
Want to fight?
On the Nextdoor app.
Go to the Nextdoor app.
There are awful people. We're going to highlight some of them. On the best of Nextdoor.
Yeah, good.
Coming up on today's show on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Thank you to Christine for sending me this story on Twitter. I did not see it when it happened in 2016.
Okay.
Might be the best story ever.
Wow, really? Share.
A man was ejected through his sunroof.
Oh, man.
Now imagine that.
No, that's...
Just by itself, that's a horrifying story.
Yes.
He got in an accident and shot straight up through his sunroof.
That's a tight fit for anyone.
Yes.
Except maybe a
Even
kid.
Even if you're, like, lined up.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't bounce around. And
so it was, you almost kind of think that. I always thought that when I was in a convertible, you know, you got all that room and it's open. I'm like, ooh, I don't want to turn upside down. But I never thought about a sunroof.
This was not a convertible. It was a sunroof.
Wow.
The man was pantless.
Okay.
Masturbating.
Okay.
To porn on his cell phone.
Do porn on his cell phone.
So he wasn't looking.
So he was driving?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, mm-hmm. Pull over.
He was in Detroit. He was killed when ejected through the sunroof of his car while driving along the highway.
What was the last image he saw?
Yeah, I don't know, but I bet it was pretty sweet.
Woo, that's hot. Woo, wow. Wow.
Imagine, like, that's your family.
Oh.
Somebody has to give a speech at his funeral. You know what I mean?
Don't mention the porn.
Whatever you do, don't bring up the
I
fact that
it
was
once.
The sunroof was not funny. Clifford Ray Jones is his name, 58 years old.
Dude, 58? Man, I'm thinking you're a teenager or whatever doing that.
You would
Holy
think so.
Holy cow, dude.
He was killed instantly because his car rolled over. He shot out. He ejected out
what?
Of his sunroof.
Oh, I thought you changed what you were talking about there.
No.
Never mind. Okay.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Okay.
As well as not wearing any pants, he's not believed to have been wearing his seatbelt.
Well, I guess not.
Which may have contributed to his partial ejection from the car.
Right.
It is believed, they say, that Jones lost control of the car because he was distracted and was unable to prevent the 1996 Toyota from spinning because he did not have both hands firmly on the steering wheel.
You call that a steering wheel, huh?
That's part of the report.
Right.
I mean,
you know they're laughing while they're typing it.
Don't you? Doesn't masturbation already sort of infer that? That's
not really very easy to do otherwise. No. Yeah, not really.
He said, we see people putting on makeup.
Yep,
I see that a lot. Be doing different things as far as hygiene. Yes, makeup to me is like you're holding a knife to your eye.
So, I mean, so in order to remove one's pants while you're in the car, I mean, he must have gotten in without any trousers on.
I don't know.
Or did he take, he's like suddenly thought, oh, I need to look at The Devil and Miss Jones and that one scene that I love so much. And
it doesn't,
while driving.
It sounds like it needed to be a little forethought because the word is pantsless.
Right.
Not partially.
Maybe he did it a lot. Maybe he drove home from work
without pants.
Worked out the frustration often.
Jeez, dude. We see people putting on makeup. We see people doing different things as far as hygiene, as far as reading books.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen some?
Yes. I'm like,
I can't focus on a book at home with no with nothing else going on.
Reading's for losers. So.
That's I heard a guy say that. It's almost to the fact that there's too much technology out there. A lot of people are paying attention to when they're supposed to be driving their cars. Really, that's what it's like?
Wow, really? That's a thoughtful observation.
Fortunately, nobody else was injured in the accident.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just him.
Yeah.
So, pantsless driver died after being ejected.
What happened to Grandpa again?
We are going
to
take your calls in the 5 o'clock hour on embarrassing reasons you got into a car accident.
Oh, that's good. What was that?
I thought that was you.
No, I don't think
it wasn't me. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I signed up for Nextdoor app.
Oh, man, you're in for some comedy.
Yeah, I used a fake name and everything because I don't want anyone to know it's me. But people on there are awful.
Yeah, they're so angry. It's like, you know, there's so much anger on Twitter and all the various social, but man, not like Nextdoor.
Nextdoor, people are terrible.
And they're saying their name and their address and their kids' names and man, oh man, really?
I am only going to give first names and I'm not going to give any cities.
Okay.
These are some examples of people on the Nextdoor.
On the insanity that goes on.
Urgent alert.
Okay.
From Greg.
Oh, Greg. What do you got?
Hi.
Doesn't sound very urgent.
Patrick, very angry. Hey, Gerb, you understand urgent alerts are not just for saying hi. I know I call him Gerb.
Gerb.
Gary said, hey, Patrick, you understand I'm trying to make friends?
Oh.
Just think of the fun you're missing by not being on.
I know, exactly. I mean, you see urgent, you think, oh, maybe there's a fire in the neighborhood or maybe there's a child that's lost.
I mean, it should be urgent.
But, I mean, it's okay if he just says hi. Who cares?
I mean, you're the Nextdoor app police?
Yeah, right? Gary's like on it. I mean, he's ready to help.
Sharon, headline, cursing at my dog.
Okay.
Whoever just told my dog to shut the F up needs to come to my house and speak to me or my husband directly.
Okay. All right, Sharon, we'll be there in 5 minutes.
Was your dog offended? Honestly.
Woof.
What the hell? Trending post on Nextdoor, suspicious guy in the neighborhood promoting, quote, voting. I don't know what that means.
He's a bastard. He wants people to go out and vote.
This was from a few days ago after the Super Bowl.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Headline fireworks.
Oh.
Please be advised that I will call 911 when street fireworks begin.
Please be advised. You know, I was sitting there after the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden we heard some fireworks going off. And my wife's like, what? Oh, and
right.
I'm like, oh, but the Rams won. Right. All right. It's always an excuse. Always a reason.
Listen, today, the last time it was the Lakers won.
That's right.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, there's a sun out today in the sky. Let's blow some fireworks.
Talking about the best of Nextdoor app. Fireworks or gunshots?
Yeah, well, how do you not know the difference?
Was that fireworks or gunshots that just went off? Here's somebody who is hilarious. This is what I would type if I thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was shooting my gun at the fireworks.
You'll be kicked off this app, sir. Greg is pissed. Wow.
And then this one. And this is the final one, and it's fantastic. It's from a mom.
Uh-huh.
To the woman who hooked up with my son last night.
Oh.
I am not his roommate. I'm his mother. He is a freeloader, and I'm the one who taught him to put a little bit of nutmeg inside those scrambled eggs.
Oh, she stayed till the morning.
He did not go to culinary school, which apparently he had been bragging about. I hope you get to read this because you're in for a good ride and you're not allowed back into my house because he needs to get a job.
Wait, if she's not allowed back in, then she's not in for a good ride.
That's a good point.
You know.
I would have introduced myself had I known he said this to you, but since we live under the same roof, I heard him say this to a friend on the phone. That's what she thought, is that he was talking on the phone. His friend's name is Josh. You probably heard him talk to his friend because he published one book and he thinks he's suddenly a famous author. He's also a freeloading slob. Sincerely, Mom. Hey, do you want to come over again?
No.
Is your mom there?
No, thank you.
Okay.
So Next Door app, I love it.
Yes. Everybody get on and let's all fight!
All
fight!
The avocados at Whole Foods are rock hard.
Is that an urgent one?
Yes. Two people drew obscene images and expletive words in my snow. I can tell it was two people from the footprint. That's the kind of stuff that goes on in Next Door apps. How much time do I have?
I don't know.
Hey, everyone. My girlfriend insists on idling her car for more than the legal time to warm up in the morning. Am I allowed to call the police? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
How do you, are you a good sleeper?
Off and on, yes. Yeah.
Sometimes no?
And sometimes
what
no.
What do you do when you wake up?
Usually I have to pee.
Okay, because you're an old man.
I'm an old man, right. Exactly, yeah. Can't go through the night anymore. Usually go downstairs, get a little weed, smoke a little pot.
Okay.
Go back to sleep.
All right.
Yeah, what about yourself? Do you sleep well?
I don't sleep well, no.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time doing other things.
Yeah, what do you do?
Nothing as interesting as this guy made an entire video.
Yeah.
You know the little doorstop spring?
Yes,
that one.
The cat's love, yeah.
Play the very first.
Okay.
That.
Sure, yeah, I know that sound well.
Okay, so this guy must have been super bored because he took that sound of the doorstop spring and put it into his keyboard. You can sample it.
Right, sample it.
And he's hitting it with a hammer and smacking it on top with a ruler, and he's making all different kinds of sounds with that little door spring.
That makes my peeing and getting some weed kind of boring compared to
And
what
then
is.
Made Billie Jean.
Billy, the Michael Jackson
song, except every instrument is a spring door stopper.
Wow. Damn.
Every instrument is one of those springs hit with a hammer or slapped or hit or banged or whatever.
Impressive.
And he put it all together. So I want you to understand that the vocal is Michael Jackson. Everything else is a door stopper.
Wow.
Spring. Listen to this.
Okay. I would not recognize this
right
at all.
Here, it's, this is where he's. All right, here we go. door springs. That's what this is. It's a.
Every one of these sounds is a door spring.
It's a hammer.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Right?
Yes.
Who's got this kind of time?
This Joker. And his cat.
Cats.
Cats. Wow.
Still door springs.
That's a spring?
Yes, he's tuning. He tunes them by hitting them with a ruler.
Holy cow.
She was more like a
and then the Michael Jackson voice comes in. Everything else is a door spring.
Mine, but what do you mean? I am the one. On the floor and around.
That is impressive.
That's creative.
That is really good.
How do you think of that?
Right?
Do you hear it once and go,
oh, that sounds like Michael Jackson's Beat It, or whatever the hell is it.
You must hear it and think, oh, that's musical.
Right, right? I would think Michael Jackson would even appreciate this.
It's 4.5 minutes of the whole song.
Wow. Oh, wow, dude.
What kind of time do you have?
Wow.
All right, big change coming up.
People always told me, be careful what you do.
All of the music springs.
Don't go around breaking young girls.
That is nuts.
That's insane, right?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I could do anything. I have zero talent. Damn.
That's not possible.
No.
I'll post it, though, because it doesn't seem possible, but it's happening.
Wow, that is really impressive.
And there's a video of every spring being hit.
Oh, no way.
The whole thing.
Oh, I want to see that.
I'll post it at Kevin and Sluggo.
Nice.
All right, here's the tweet that I got this from. It's a guy named Scott. Has anyone out there watched a movie 100 plus times?
Yeah, yes. I certainly.
I'm sure I've seen Alien, Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No.
Hold on. Halloween.
No.
Airplane.
No.
And a few others 25 times.
Oh, 25 times. Okay. I thought he was going to say all of those 100
times. But that's about my limit.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
And I think that's pretty true because I was thinking about that. And you've got Airplane for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you've got Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, what's the Vegas one where they go to Vegas?
Ocean's 11?
No. Yeah, I like that one too, but I haven't watched that as many times. No, they go for a bachelor party.
Oh, the Hangover.
Thank you, the Hangover.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Really?
Maybe 30 times.
Yeah, really?
Maybe.
Was it just you see your life and yourself in that film.
I don't know.
How about The Badlands? How many times have you seen that?
The Badlands?
Whatever
I don't even know what that is.
Or Nomadland. That's what
it is. Nomadland. Once, and I was grouchy and angry and pissed.
I saw Rocky Horror at least 150 times.
Right, but you were part of the show, kind of.
Yeah.
A midnight show,
I
mean, right?
Yeah, and Star Wars. I went to a ton of times when it was brand new, and then I've seen it 1,000 times, 100 times at least at home, yeah.
100 times is not an exaggeration, because that's an easy exaggeration to make.
No, I'd say 100 times for that one. Nothing else. Nothing close. Probably 25 times at the most. I've seen The Towering Inferno maybe 30 times.
All right, so what movie have you seen that is the most? You've seen what movie the most
apart
times?
From Rocky Horror, Star Wars, for sure.
Okay.
The first one.
818-955-KLO. I would say Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
For me.
And you're like 25 times.
I don't know, maybe 30. I mean, that's a lot of times.
That is a lot of times.
35?
That's an almost 2-hour movie. So.
But let me ask you another question. Does it count if you start watching it while it's already in progress?
No, I think this is start to finish.
Start to finish.
Yeah, I think this is start to finish.
See, I would say 30. Maybe it's the most I've ever seen anything.
Yeah, sure. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. How many times do you watch it a year? Once? Once a year. Twice a year.
Easily.
So, since it came out, do the math.
Yes.
84. Came out in 84.
I can't do math.
Ann, can you do the math that fast? She's shaking her head now. Hell no.
I think I've seen it maybe 50 times.
Right.
At the most.
Right. And I doubt that money. Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. What movie have you seen the most?
And why? Why do you love it so much?
How many times have you seen it?
Yeah.
And what do you love so much about it?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about movies that you've seen the most.
Several times.
100 times plus?
Is that possible?
Is that possible? KLOS, what's the movie that you've seen the most?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. Gotcha.
I mean, you've seen it 100 times. It's like 6 hours long.
That is a long...
I know. And they're coming out with a new one.
Actually, just watched the trilogy the other day. How many times have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Probably at least 60.
60 times. Okay.
All right. Well... The Hobbits will be happy to hear that.
There's another one coming. You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
KLOS, hello.
The movie I've seen the most is Brazil.
Oh, I love that movie.
I don't know that movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It's, what's his face from Monty Python? I can never think of his name. What's his name?
Terry Gilliam.
How many times have you seen Brazil?
Yeah.
27 Beastroke 6.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, because that's another really long one. Super long movie. Have you seen all the different versions of the endings? The way all sort of they didn't like that unhappy ending, so they tacked a different one on, and they abused that movie.
I've only seen one.
Oh, okay.
I know that movie. I didn't like it.
Yeah, there's a couple different versions. Right on. Thanks for calling.
I hate it when they change the versions because people don't like it.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Tombstone. Can't beat that one.
Wow, really? Tombstone.
How many times?
Oh, at least 50 times.
Wow.
50? Wow.
I even went to visit the town of Tombstone.
You did?
Aha, nice.
What a letdown that was.
Did you go to Boot Hill and look at all the ridiculous gravestones?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. I only saw Tombstone once. It was in Howard Stern's limo.
What?
We sort of finagled
what kind
it.
Of?
To drive down to Atlantic City, and we were really wasted. We spilled champagne all over it. We're never allowed to use it again. But Tombstone was in
Was he in the limo with you?
No, just
you stole the limo.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
What movie did you see the most when you stole a limo from Howard Stern? What movie have you seen the most?
Outsiders. Well, close to probably
150-200
times.
Woo! By so much.
Did you say close to 200 times?
You know, when I was young, just starting my teens, and my friends and I loved it. We loved all the boys in it. We just had to watch it over and over and over and over. And I will still watch that movie to this day when I see it come on.
Wow. All right. So I guess if it's on a loop and you just keep playing it over and over again, 150, 200 times is doable after these many years.
No. Well, no. We had it recorded on VHS.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know, back in the day, watched it over, rewind it.
Be kind, rewind. Exactly.
Yes.
Right
awesome.
On. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's the movie you watched the most?
La Bamba.
How many times?
Oh, my gosh, like over 50 times.
Would you like to hear the music from it? Kevin loves to play that.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna, we did that last hour.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. right. We did. I forgot.
It was our tribute last hour.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi there. What movie have you seen the most?
It's going to be Back to the Future.
How many times?
Oh, gosh. I've had to have seen that movie at least 50 times. And then you've got 2 and 3, so Yeah,
and you can't really watch just one anymore without watching the other two, huh? You kind of got to watch
true.
The other two.
Yeah.
Who's got that kind of time?
Yeah, absolutely. They go hand in hand.
Every time you watch 2 and 3, you have to watch all of them?
Yeah, no, 1, and then you have to go on to 2 and 3.
Well, yeah, you watch 1, yeah. And then you got to go on to 2 and 3.
No, you don't. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
No choice.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. The movie you've seen the most.
I would say the movie I've seen close to 100 times was going to be Blood In, Blood Out. It's actually Bound by Honor, but...
I don't know that movie.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, you've got to watch it. Danny Trejo actually made his debut, I think, in the movie.
Oh, nice.
Really old movie. Really cool movie. I'm really glad I got through it. I got my son in the car.
I love Danny Trejo.
Yeah, big fan of his.
Yeah.
So. All right, we'll give that a go. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The movie that you've seen the most, how many times and why?
What happened? Oh, is it? Why'd you turn the mic on? Why would you do that to me?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
What
it is
dickweed.
Kevin, go in the afternoon. What movie have you seen the most and why?
I used to work at a theater back in the day, right? And my friends will say it's going to be Star Wars because I have seen that over 200 times. But I used to go into the movie theater when Ferris Bueller's Day Off was on and recite it word for word.
I probably watched that 20 times.
Yeah.
Probably Ferris Bueller's Day Off, yeah.
In the theater while people were there watching it.
Oh, how annoying you were.
Well, no, it was like surround sound. So, I mean, if he was really doing it in unison, you wouldn't even notice.
You would say the lines out loud while in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to punch you in the face.
What's your favorite line?
It's when he is talking to the principal, when he starts going, well, I think you should be something. I love that.
Well, don't ever say it around Kevin when the movie's on or you'll be punched in the face.
If a family member dies and you insult me, what the hell is the matter with
you? Right on.
I actually remember
Thanks
that
for
line.
Calling, man.
All right,
thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Say Ferris.
Yes, Danny Trejo made his debut in Runaway Train, another great movie.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin, it's Lago. Movie time.
Yes.
Men in Black.
Wow, that's a great one.
That is a great movie.
That's a killer. How many times have you seen it, though?
Oh, it's got to be over 50, man.
Wow.
Any one of those movies. Anytime it comes on, I'm strapped in. It's game time.
Right.
I like that one, too. That's a great one,
too. I can
too.
Do that one multiple times still. Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. It's not me, but it's my sister when we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She saw the Rocky Horror Picture Show, I kid you not, over 500 times.
Kept going.
That's not surprising, because Sluggo did that.
150, not 500. So she was going from the 80s till recently, or still does.
Correct.
Yeah.
My go-to is Jaws and Rocky.
Oh, I could see both of those, but probably 20, 25 times tops.
We watch Jaws every 4th of July.
I watch the trilogy. Every time it's on, I'll watch that trilogy of Jaws.
Oh, how can you? Really?
Rocky's a solid day.
Jaws 3? How do you get through that? This time it's personal. That was 4. That was so bad.
3, I need a little enhancements on that to get through it, but yeah.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS. What movie have you seen the most and why? Dirty Honey is playing with Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, and they are playing March 2nd at the Wiltern.
That's coming up pretty damn soon.
And we have tickets for you when you hear Dirty Honey.
Yeah, just be listening for a Dirty Honey song. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Off you go.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com if you'd like to see that show. Right now we're talking about movies that you have seen the most and why.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club
Band. Drop dead, you have not, you liar!
Come on, man. Have you seen it?
Yes, of course. It's the worst movie ever made.
Greatest movie ever, man.
Sluggo hates
music.
It.
Well, the music's pretty good, but...
All right, listen. I'm going to arrange.
Mr. Mustard is good.
I am going to arrange a fight between you two.
Fight, fight. Is it for the benefit of Mr. Kite?
Yep.
There you go. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Fifth Element.
Oh, that's a good one. Love that movie, and I've probably only seen it 3 or 4 times.
I'm going to say I've seen it 7 times.
That's one that I loved and forgot about.
Yeah, really good. How many times have you seen it, sir?
Oh, God, 50 plus.
Woo!
Every time it comes on.
Yeah.
My kids know if we're flipping through the channels and the Fifth Element is on.
They just walk out?
Yeah. They're like, go, Dad, go. Keep changing channels. Dad's going to stop.
Absolutely. All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. The movie you've seen the most and why?
I got two of them, all the Rockies, and I just love the underdog with all the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Streets of Fire, best fight scene without anybody getting killed of all time.
Streets of Fire.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It's like 84, yeah. 84.
84.
Yeah. Wow. Really good artwork.
I like the category of fight, the longest fight without someone dying.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I'm a toss-up between Dazed and Confused and Valley Girl.
Nice.
A lot.
Wow, so 60s or, well, I should say, sorry, 1976 or 1982?
It was pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen Valley Girl?
I'm going to say over 50.
Is this movie in 3D?
No.
But your face is.
Yes.
And then, Dazed and Confused, I went to see it the first time. We got totally smoked out in the car.
What?
And it was so good. I love that movie. That's one of my favorite
movies. Same. Soundtrack. I can't get enough. It's a very quotable movie, too. And
100%.
Matthew, what's his name, was good.
Yeah.
McConaughey would be a lot cooler if you did.
Yep. That's right. All right.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this Kevin Sluggo?
It is.
Wow, these are super awesome. See, the thing is, my dad's like a big fan of you guys, and I just want to call. I just want to say that a movie that I saw a bunch of times is Shallow Hal. I got to say, like, I saw that movie like about 13 or 14 times.
Nice.
I'm sorry, I thought you said Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal, yeah. That is an amazing movie.
Kevin's actually wearing a Shallow Hal t-shirt right now.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it, dude. Thank you.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Kelly and Sluggo, how you guys doing?
Yo.
We are good.
How about some reality movies like Airplane and Naked Gun?
Those are the important films.
No, I'm telling you.
I do love Airplane.
I tried to call yesterday my girlfriend about 8 years ago, Bobby the Collection of Police Squad.
Oh, see, that's a good Valentine's Day.
That's a good Valentine's Day.
That's great, yeah.
Remember those gunfights they used to have
from six feet
away?
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Yeah, I actually got to see Airplane twice the very first day because it was so short. My dad dropped me off at
the
theater.
Twice the same day.
And he was like, I'm not coming to pick you up after 90 minutes. You watch it twice. And I'm like, yes! Because it was so good. I fell out of my
You're
chair
so lucky.
When the you-know-what hit the fan. I was laughing so hard. Hit the fan.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Christine tweeted me this story. Pantless driver dies after being ejected through the sunroof while masturbating to porn on a cell phone while the car crashed and rolled over.
Holy cow. Each one of those just gets crazier and crazier.
That story has everything.
So not only is he pantsless in the car, which means he had to get into the car pantsless. You can't really pull him off while you're driving.
If you're driving, hard. I think that's not possible.
And then he's looking at his phone while he's driving on a freeway in Detroit. I'm assuming.
It was in Detroit, yes.
Yeah, then looking at porn, and not only just looking at it, but
helping himself to himself.
Treating his body like a playground.
Correct. His name is Clifford Ray Jones. Was he 19? No, he was 58.
Woo, dog, you gotta know not to do that by then.
And he was killed instantly when his car rolled over in the early hours of a Sunday morning.
Not the way to be found.
His name, he was not wearing any trousers, which again, I do believe that had to be some forethought there.
Yeah.
That's not a last second move right
now. No. If you're driving on a freeway, you can't be easily.
It was 3 a.m.
And you're holding a phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
No.
Like, that's insane on so many levels. No seatbelt because access.
Sure.
To himself.
Yeah. To the fun zone.
Not a convertible. Actually went right out the sunroof.
Oh, that is Unbelievable.
That story has everything.
It really does.
The police said, we see people putting on makeup. We see people doing different things as far as hygiene. What is that, shaving?
Probably.
Right?
I mean,
brushing their teeth?
Sure, yeah, brushing their teeth.
I assume people have gotten into accidents, especially here in Los Angeles, in all of these ways.
Yeah, I mean, I've certainly seen plenty of people putting their own makeup on and checking themselves in the mirror. Yeah,
and I want to go, you have a knife by your eye. Maybe pay less.
Right.
Maybe pay more attention to the cars that are
out
there.
Get up 4 minutes earlier and get that done in the bathroom.
All right, listen, I'm not one to complain about others being late. So I'm not going to take that tone necessarily because I'm late a lot, but I just don't brush my teeth. You know,
right?
That's
so that makes it a lot easier.
That makes it a lot better. But I stay alive.
Right.
I have terrible breath, but I stay alive. So you got in an accident doing something embarrassing. Maybe it was never found out.
Yeah, you probably didn't go through the sunroof and lose the porn on your phone that you were looking at.
But also, if you're brushing your teeth and you get in a car accident, you hide the toothbrush, right? I mean, you don't.
Yeah,
want people, right? You don't want to be, you don't want it to be known that it was your fault because you were brushing your teeth.
Right.
Or whatever caused it.
Right.
So you got in an accident and it was because you were doing something embarrassing.
Or someone in your car was out of control and doing what?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. There's a kid climbing around, kicking people. Yeah. Sure.
The dog.
818-955-KLOS. You got in an accident because of something that you were doing that was embarrassing.
Now, I'm sure you haven't looked at prawn while you're driving down the freeway, Kevin, but have you gotten in an accident while doing something ridiculous?
No, I did get into one accident because I was texting early.
Right.
Early in the texting.
Oh, really?
Thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. And I realized, traffic can change in a quarter of a second.
Yeah.
You and
just
I rear-ended
blink.
Somebody.
You sneeze.
Yes, yes.
And you don't see what's happening.
And I learned my lesson immediately. And I was like, okay, let's not ever do that again.
Did you get fined or anything?
No, it wasn't my... Well, it's technically my fault. But it was like a four-car collision, and I was in the middle.
Oh, okay.
So a guy in front hit his brakes for no reason. Somebody behind him hit him.
Right.
I hit that guy. Somebody behind me hit me.
But you feel that if you weren't texting, you probably would have seen
I would have seen them stop.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But did I tell anyone that? No, I did not. Of course
just
not.
All of Los Angeles just now.
Of course
now.
Not. I was making that up just now to be entertaining.
For the radio.
818-955-KLOS. You got in an accident for something embarrassing. Are you starting the music already?
Dang, Joe's got to sing, man. Joe,
I bet we are talking about you got in an accident because you were doing something embarrassing. You have a story like that?
Oh, hey.
Hey, you got ejected from your car because you were masturbating pantless? No?
That's pretty freaking funny, the last story, man.
Yep.
The story is that, I bought, back in 2002, I bought a brand new car. My son was only about, he couldn't have been, three, 4 years. So we went to breakfast. We're heading back. All of a sudden, he's like, he could barely talk, and he's like, something was wrong. All of a sudden, he blows up the orange juice everywhere.
Oh, no.
Over the new car. And then I was so, zoned in and shocked, oh, my God, I still owe my life on this truck. And then I freaking take the side fender out. Going inside my driveway and shit because I wasn't paying attention. I was just like, oh, my God.
Wait, but you didn't hit another car.
No. I jacked my new car
up. You jacked your new car up. But that's but that's better than hitting someone else.
Yeah, that's true. So at least there's that. I guess we're looking for the bright side here.
So kids, don't blow chunks in your car.
Your new car.
That is not helpful.
Wait for at least a year.
By the way,
yes.
I've seen the original Dawn of the Dead over 100 times throughout my life.
Ah, nice.
I've even got it tattooed on my leg. So if nobody has seen that, because a lot of people apparently haven't, that is definitely the zombie movie.
100%. Yeah, we went to see it so many times as a midnight when it was new. I
love
that movie.
We agree 100% with you.
Yeah, absolutely a favorite.
Thank you, man. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, you got in an accident because you were doing what?
Yes, I was 16, and I was driving, and I saw this hot guy with a Marshall stack on a skateboard. I was looking back. I was driving my Camaro.
Bitchin' Camaro.
77 Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wonder if I could fit that Marshall amp in my trunk. That guy's pretty cute. And I was just looking back the whole time. Traffic had stopped in front of me.
Right. And you didn't see it. And you rear-ended somebody?
I rear-ended a brand new Toyota truck.
Oh, no.
Now, when you say that you're wondering if you could fit that into your trunk.
Yeah, that's code.
I need the Marshall Shack, not the guy.
Sure.
Right on. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You got in an accident because you were doing something embarrassing. We're talking about you got in an accident by doing something embarrassing?
Yeah, something stupid. Kind of like the other guy. You know, I was driving home and I had a magazine. Couldn't wait to get home.
Yes.
What was the name of the magazine? Do you remember?
Oh, it was something you see on the shelf under whacking material. You know?
You mean ham on five, hold the mayo.
And so I rear-end a car. I rear-end somebody and I hit, it's like, you know, very embarrassing. And another time driving home, you know, I had the pants down for access and I get a flat. And I pull into the neighborhood to fix the flat and somebody comes over to help me right away. It's like, wait, you know, I haven't got that. Pants up yet.
Have you ever driven with your pants up?
Well, I am right now.
Okay, good.
Thank you for that, man.
He's learned.
Thank
That's you. Good.
Right on, all dude. Right. Thank you for calling. I never thought anybody would be pleasuring oneself whilst driving. That'd be so
he
common.
Seemed to be all the time.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
So the guy looking at the girl, there's cutie on your right. You look over and holy moly, she's beautiful. And you look up and all of a sudden there's a stock car in front of you and you pile into it.
Yep.
Exact opposite happened to me a while ago. We're exchanging looks. Looks pretty cool. Look over, and all of a sudden, she doesn't look up, and wham! And I went on, and I just said, it's about time.
So she ran into somebody.
Yeah, that's my story.
Didn't you slam on the brakes and jump out and offer to help and get her phone number?
Weren't you chivalrous?
Chivalrous. Say that again. Slowly.
You know, fellas, I did not. I just kind of puffed up like Julius Caesar and said.
We are talking about movies that you watched.
No, we're not. We're talking.
I was just looking at my sheet.
Yeah, look at your sheet.
We're talking about you got in an accident, and it was something embarrassing that caused it. You have one of those.
I actually ran into a school bus once.
Oh!
Because I thought there was a bee in my car.
Oh, you thought there was a bee?
I was living in Florida at the time, and it turns out it wasn't a bee. It was actually a harmless love bug. The embarrassing thing is I got out and like the bus had to stay there until the police and paramedics arrived to like check out all the kids. So I hop out and I start directing traffic for everybody, and this guy gets out of his car and helps direct traffic with me, and he turns around and he's like, what kind of bleep runs into a school bus?
Right? And you said, right?
I don't know where that guy went.
I can't believe that guy.
And then he ran away.
You got in your car and drove off.
That's exactly what I said to him. I settled it with the county. There was more damage to my car and barely a scratch on the bus.
Of course. And not even a bee. There wasn't even a real reason.
No, it was a love bug. They're harmless.
Listen, love bugs can be very scary. Yeah.
They're very violent. Dude, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? Love you guys.
Thank you.
So I was pulled over because I was swerving because the cat jumped out of the bag.
Oh, cats. They can't have a cat in a car, though.
Jumped out of the bag?
Yeah, they'll get out. They'll find a way. And then what happened?
I got out, and the cop was like, you're going to get in an accident. You know why I pulled you over? And I was like, yeah, I was swerving.
Really? And then he let you go?
Yeah, he said, just keep the cat in the bag.
Well, that's easier said than done, officer, but okay, I'll give it a shot.
Listen, that's what you get for having a cat.
Hey, how dare you?
That's a pet.
You guys rock, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I just insulted his pet, and he said we rock. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You got in an accident because you were doing something embarrassing?
Yeah, I'm with my girl. I'm driving her baby, a 92 Ford Bronco, and we're pulling into our house parking lot, which was a dirt lot, and I'm bumping the music, and I'm staring at her and smiling. She's giggling. And I went right to a tree in front of us. In her car.
Did she forgive you, or is it over at that point?
No. She forgave me because as a bonus follow-up from yesterday, I got her 4 packs of beef jerky, and the flowers and beef jerky went great.
No way. No
you
way.
Said she's a carnivore.
You called yesterday and said you were getting flowers and beef jerky, and we mocked you endlessly.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Wow.
And she doesn't care if you wreck her car. You know what? I like this woman of yours.
You're so lucky.
I don't know why she likes me, but I scored.
Well, I know that feeling.
But you'll
well.
Take it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. there was a man who was ejected through his sunroof while masturbating and watching porn on his phone. So,
and that's all true. That sounds like something you would make up, but
don't
it's a
do that. Also, a guy called who drove all the time with his pants off.
It's a regular thing that he likes to...
Also, don't do that.
Please himself whilst driving.
We found out today that people on the Nextdoor app suck. So don't do that. And a guy called who watched Rocky Horror Picture Show over 500 times.
Definitely don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right, I'm off to watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have some tickets for you to see Dirty Honey with Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen.
Hell yeah, that's an amazing
bill. Two tickets to see Dirty Honey Wednesday, March 2nd at the Wiltern. And if you want those tickets, keep listening. We're going to play a Dirty Honey song.
Yeah, and as soon as we do, grab your phone in a rough fashion. Be caller 13-818-955-KLOS. And off you go to the show.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a family four-pack of Knott's Berry Farm tickets to enjoy Knott's Peanut Celebration going on now until March 6th.
Okay.
We will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. They have all your favorite Peanuts characters like Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, and Lucy. Tickets and more info at Knott's.
Sorry. Call now, be caller 13. We'll send you 818-955-KLOS.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Christina.
Christina.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
You're caller 13.
Is that good? Did I win?
You did, yes. That is good, and you won. You got two tickets to see Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. It is Wednesday, March 2nd at the Wiltern. Everybody else can buy tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, but you got them for free.
That's great. Thank you.
Hey, I want you to lose your mind, too, if they cover Last Child like we just played. When they start playing that, just lose your mind at the Wiltern.
Oh!
Perfect. Yay.
That's pretty good.
Exactly. Yay, honey. Okay.